Assessment 3, pages 24 to 25. Task 1. Karen is listening to a radio interview with a group of students that has made a cookbook with recipes from around the world. Listen to the interview and answer the questions below. The interview will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and answer all of the questions the second time. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. The listening will begin now.
Hello and welcome back. We have some very special guests in the studio today. Three students who have worked very hard to create their own cookbook. Kate, Trent and Janice, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you all go to the same school, so it must have been easy to work together on the cookbook.
Well, we do go to the same school in Kowloon Tong, but we all live in different areas. That means we don't see each other much outside school. I live in Kwun Tong. Janice lives in Diamond Hill, and Kate lives in Kowloon City. The only time we see each other is when we're at school in Kowloon Tong.
Yeah. We worked on the book during lunch times.
Okay. Well, great job. Now, tell me, why did you decide to write the book? I mean, there are lots of cookbooks out there already.
Yes, but how many of them are written by students? What I mean is, if I see a famous chef cooking something, I'll think, there's no way I can do that. But if I see another student doing it, I'll give it a go too.
Exactly. If we can do it, so can you. That's our message.
So your target audience is mainly students?
Yes, but anyone can use our book.
So where can people get hold of the book? Will you be selling it in bookshops?
Yes. A few local bookshops have agreed to sell the book, so that's great.
And of course, if you're one of our classmates, you can get a copy from us directly at school.
We're really looking forward to actually seeing our book on the shelves in bookshops.
Now, I just realised that we haven't mentioned the name of the book. Can you tell us what it's called?
Oh, yes. The book is called From Asia to Europe. We called it that because it mainly features recipes from those two continents.
Well, that title makes sense.
We've got more than 50 recipes in the book. For example, for Asia, there are some from Thailand. The Thai dishes are my favourite.
There are some Japanese food recipes as well, but not too many, because those dishes can be quite difficult to make.
I love Japanese food, but I agree that it could be tricky to make yourself. What about recipes from Europe?
Well, we also have some recipes from Italy in there.
Those are just a few examples, though. You'll have to buy a copy of the book to find out what else is in there.
Okay, Trent. Now, did you guys write the book all by yourselves?
Well, yes, but we did have a bit of help. We sent out a survey at school to get ideas about what kinds of recipes teens would like to see in the book.
Yeah, the comments from the school survey were really useful. Since the book is for students, it made sense to get students' ideas about what to include. We didn't want to have our teachers tell us what to do.
Yes, that's right.
So when will the book be available? It must be coming out soon, right?
It was out last week.
Oh, that's great. I'll have to get a copy before you leave today. Did you bring any with you?
Of course.
Excellent. You should have shown me earlier. Anyway, so do you have any plans for more books?
Well, we've talked about that. We'll see how this one goes, but maybe...
Yes, you see, as well as cooking, we all love growing our own food. So we're thinking we can maybe encourage other students to give gardening a try too. Not a lot of teens in Hong Kong are into gardening, but we are, and it's a really enjoyable hobby.
Interesting. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Coming up next, we have...
Now listen to the interview again.
Hello, and welcome back. We have some very special guests in the studio today. Three students who have worked very hard to create their own cookbook. Kate, Trent, and Janice, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you all go to the same school, so it must have been easy to work together on the cookbook.
Well, we do go to the same school in Kowloon Tong, but we all live in different areas. That means we don't see each other much outside school. I live in Kwun Tong. Janice lives in Diamond Hill, and Kate lives in Kowloon City. The only time we see each other is when we're at school in Kowloon Tong.
Yeah, we worked on the book during lunch times.
Okay, well, great job. Now, tell me, why did you decide to write the book? I mean, there are lots of cookbooks out there already.
Yes, but how many of them are written by students? What I mean is, if I see a famous chef cooking something, I'll think, there's no way I can do that. But if I see another student doing it, I'll give it a go too.
Exactly. If we can do it, so can you. That's our message.
So your target audience is mainly students?
Yes, but anyone can use our book.
So where can people get hold of the book? Will you be selling it in bookshops?
Yes. A few local bookshops have agreed to sell the book, so that's great.
And of course, if you're one of our classmates, you can get a copy from us directly at school.
We're really looking forward to actually seeing our book on the shelves in bookshops.
Now, I just realised that we haven't mentioned the name of the book. Can you tell us what it's called?
Oh, yes. The book is called From Asia to Europe. We called it that because it mainly features recipes from those two continents.
Well, that title makes sense.
We've got more than 50 recipes in the book. For example, for Asia, there are some from Thailand. The Thai dishes are my favourite.
There are some Japanese food recipes as well, but not too many, because those dishes can be quite difficult to make.
I love Japanese food, but I agree that it could be tricky to make yourself. What about recipes from Europe?
Well, we also have some recipes from Italy in there.
Those are just a few examples, though. You'll have to buy a copy of the book to find out what else is in there.
Okay, Trent. Now, did you guys write the book all by yourselves?
Well, yes, but we did have a bit of help. We sent out a survey at school to get ideas about what kinds of recipes teens would like to see in the book.
Yeah, the comments from the school survey were really useful. Since the book is for students, it made sense to get students' ideas about what to include. We didn't want to have our teachers tell us what to do.
Yes, that's right.
So when will the book be available? It must be coming out soon, right?
It was out last week.
Oh, that's great. I'll have to get a copy before you leave today. Did you bring any with you?
Of course.
Excellent. You should have shown me earlier. Anyway, so do you have any plans for more books?
Well, We've talked about that. We'll see how this one goes, but maybe...
Yes, you see, as well as cooking, we all love growing our own food. So we're thinking we can maybe encourage other students to give gardening a try too. Not a lot of teens in Hong Kong are into gardening, but we are, and it's a really enjoyable hobby.
Interesting. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Coming up next, we have...
You have 30 seconds to check your answers.
This is the end of task 1.